You are so offensive.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Fodorus?
God, you're so manly. Just that fist bump was just...
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get my fucking hand inside those mitts.
You can have a seat right there.
Yeah, sit right there.
Just fuck this, man. Don't tell me what to do. I'll sit where I want to sit.
You're going to knock that skateboard off. It's facing the wall. Facing you. You don't want to sit down there.
No, I'm
sit-
Whoa.
Desperately.
There we go.
You know what?
You knew the skateboard.
Whoa. So what's this I hear about a Molly Hatchet reunion?
Who's Molly Hatchet?
Beating the odds, we were beating the odds, flirting with disaster. You know that, fuck. You don't know who Molly Hatchet
is. Probably the apex of 70s rock and roll.
So what's going on? What, I'm here. I'm back on the show.
Great to have you back.
It's good to be back.
You're an exciting guest.
Well, thank you.
I am amazed that you can open that water bottle, Otis.
I'm very coordinated.
Kind of like squeezed it. Smells like old condoms in here.
You know, I'm good. Like... So anyway, let's talk about me.
Let's talk about you, Otis.
LaGuar's on tour right now.
It is.
It's our 25th anniversary. We just played
25 years?
25 years.
You don't look a day over fucking 500.
Oh, they're covering my penis.
Right.
This thing was worked raw last night. Oh. Ballsack is with me today. Say hi to the nice people, Ballsack. He's dressed up like a human.
People.
Ballsack, the jaws of death, ladies and gentlemen.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yes, Ballsack.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. I'm trying to give you some dramatic import.
It didn't come across dramatic at all.
I disagree, Ballsack. I say that was
it
devastating.
Came across, but I feel
nothing.
Can you say my name
happy,
like that?
Jace. Nothing makes him happy. It's when you've been alive for 48 million centuries, you know, it does take a little more.
Sometimes you just feel like giving up.
If I wasn't immortal, I would have committed suicide years ago.
Right. How do you feel about the people of Los Angeles?
How do we what? Where, what?
Do you like the people of Los Angeles?
Oh, yes. Mostly raw, sometimes cooked, but they're wonderful. They're self-indulgent, greedy, completely self-centered, narcissistic, nepotistic, horrible people, really. Right. Horrible people.
And you like that?
I love that. Rioting Rodney King, Robert Blake, people like, let's see, what just sums up how Angelina Jolie, that is just, that worthless whore, how many fucking people are you going to adopt? We don't buy it, bitch, we don't buy you and your adopting babies all over the fucking world. Oh yeah, you spend all day with your 50 fucking brats. I submit to you that with her effete, oh, look at me. I'm an actress. Oh, actor. And why did they do that anyway? Why did they change it from actress to actor? Isn't anyone else pissed off about this?
I'm angry.
And now the award for Best Supporting Actor. And now the award for Best Supporting Actor. Who's a woman?
I think Osama bin Laden should be given a fucking Oscar. For the movie he will make about the machine gun position that he sets up above the red carpet and just... As he just chews up the effete scum of Hollywood. A 12.7 millimeter Dolishnikov, one of those big anti-aircraft Soviet...
If anybody wants to go see Gwar, they can go to gwar.com. You don't have a website, do you?
I don't know. Website is made out of stone. It just doesn't... You can't even turn it on. No, go to gwar.net. Go to gwar.space. Also, the CompuWeb. Go to gwar.net/space.
Right.
I actually told my worthless publicist, Baby Metal, I call him that, because he has a baby dick, and he's a grown man with the penis of a child.
Bull busted.
Anyway, I told him that I thought you, if you wanted to, you could just take the day off, you know, and I'd just bring some bitches over here, you know. I thought I would park a car in here, one of those bouncy cars.
Yeah,
but no,
you like
I'm
those.
Having so much fun, I don't want you to leave.
Sure?
Besides, it's your show. But I want I want my own show. And the only way I can get my own show is by coming onto your show and pretending it's mine.
You can do my show. Do you want to have my show?
Yes.
Your fingers are too humongous to press the buttons. Your mouth is terrifying.
He's a math addict.
It's a fucking scary looking thing in there.
It's modeled after the vagina of a worm vagina. You wouldn't think worms had vaginas.
I didn't know that. I know a snake has two dicks, so I always thought that the worm is similar, and maybe would have some sort of...
Worms are both male and female. They have a sex origin that sticks out of their head and wraps around. And
here he goes again. All right.
I'm just trying to get something intelligent into this interview.
Just let me make everything up. He corrects me, and it's just like, he's right.
Yeah,
he's right.
Do you want to take some phone calls?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Kristen, you're on with Odorous.
Hey, you're the only reason I have XM, or I got it in the first place.
Who, Odorous?
No, you, Ellis.
Oh, I was going to say, you already got a show and I didn't even know it.
But Odorous, dude, when I was in the Army, I met and married a man from Richmond, Virginia.
What are you talking about? Everyone says we're from Richmond, Virginia, and it's true. We do buy a lot of our crack there. Is your husband taking care of you?
Yes.
Is he paying the bills?
Hell yeah.
Is he pleasing you sexually?
Nope. Oh, yes.
No! There we go. Blood in the water.
All right, next caller is Jason.
What's up, Alex? Me.
What up?
You're awesome, too.
Ball sack, you guys are shit.
We're shit? That's not very nice.
No, the shit.
No, the shit. It's different. Question.
Next caller, how about that?
All right, whatever.
Scott.
Yeah, hey, can I do a Dude is the Gaze?
It's up to Odorous, it's his show.
Yeah, okay, if you're naked and
Hey, motherfucker! Did you not hear what I said? It's up to Odorous, it's his show. Oh, he hung up.
That is respect. Wow. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Odorous, I apologize for that.
No, I was touched by your outburst.
If you want to do Dude is a Gay, you have to ask Odorous, are you cool with Dude is a Gay?
Yeah, I'm totally cool with dudes that are gay.
Right, well then let's take this phone call and then do dudes that are gay. Diego!
Hey,
Diego!
What's up, man? Hey, the reason why I'm calling, man, is, dude, I'm a brand new listener. I've been listening for the past few months. Alice, you're the shit. I love the fucking show.
Thank you.
But this guy's a fucking douchebag, man. Why do you have guys on like this?
I don't know. Why do I have guys on like you?
Someone has to keep rubes like you in check, you.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
It's high time that Guar had their own radio show. And not just a show, the building that it's in as well.
Have it.
With ample toilets.
Have it.
And to be fair to Jason, he really had no choice in the matter. We forced him at sword point.
Thank you, ball sack.
Yeah, we're from another planet, dude.
Yeah.
Okay?
Jeremy.
Get with it, all right? If you can't get with it, then just go back working McDonald's or whatever it is you do.
Jeremy.
You're obviously an unimaginative, ill-humored fuck. So quit wasting our time and fucking shit yourself.
Jeremy.
Oh, man, I just want to talk to others when y'all are coming through Texas.
Jeremy, we just came through Texas. We played a bunch of shows. Where were you?
Drunk.
Yeah, we were saying, we were like halfway through that show in Dallas. We looked out in the audience past the heaving porno cow and we're like, there's no Jeremy.
I guess I got another question.
Okay, hurry up.
All right, my friend got to piss on his girlfriend. I'd like to beat him on taking a shit on her.
Whoa.
I don't know why I'm going to do this, but what did you say?
I want to take a shit on this my time. Friend's girlfriend.
Slow it down, motherfucker. What happened?
Bring the volume up and get the bottle out of your mouth and let's hear that again.
My friend pissed on his girlfriend, and I want to beat him at taking a shit on her.
I still didn't really get it.
Your friend peed on his girlfriend, yeah. And you want to beat him in taking a shit on her.
I think he wants to one-up him by taking
it out.
It's his girlfriend.
Right, it's his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, that gives him the right to do whatever he wants to her.
Well, okay.
Yeah, Odorous can say that. I'm not going to back you up, but...
You would love my home planet. On my world, women are property. And you invite your friends over, and guess what they do? They shit and piss on your girlfriend. And then she cleans it up with her mouth. And then everybody gets buffalo wings.
Yep. They have buffalo wings where you live?
Well, the equivalent.
Right.
I was just trying to frame it in a human way.
I get you. You're trying to relate.
Yeah, there you go. Gotta relate.
I think you're a cocksucker either way.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Man.
Hey, what's up?
What up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, Ballsack's on the show too, you know.
No one cares.
No, we care, Ballsack.
No one cares.
I don't care, Ballsack.
Thank you. Thanks for being honest.
You can go fuck
that's
yourself too, Odorous.
Say
that. Oh, jeez, now.
You're honest.
Come on, man.
Oh, are you going to go see Death Clock?
Where?
Are you going to go see Death Clock?
Metalocalypse.
Do you watch TV?
No, not much.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I was wondering if you knew.
Worst call ever.
Okay, here we go with Dude is a Gay.
Dude is a Gay. Fuck yeah.
What happened?
Of course, it's my show, so of course it's going to be great.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't wait. Scott, you're on with Odorous. Welcome to Dude is a Gay.
Yeah, hey, I got a question here. Okay, if you're naked and you he's naked...
You have to say dude!
Just frame your question with a dude.
You have to say dude is a
say
gay!
Say the word dude!
Yeah, dude is a gay.
Okay, go.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, you're naked and the other guy is naked. You got your hand in your cock. He's got his hand in his cock. then you stroke his arm back and forth, and he strokes yours. Is that gay?
Oh, gay as fuck.
It's unbelievably gay. What the fuck are you smoking, man?
Be challenging, come on.
If we're going to do this again, can we be challenged a little bit?
Yeah, come on. Damn. At least have the lights off.
Hey, Alice.
What's up? Welcome to Dude Is A Gay.
Hey, Dude Is A Gay. If I fucking, the first time I heard Otis on the Jason Ellis show, I thought it was the funniest thing in the world because I thought it was Jason Mayhem Miller with a rubber mask on.
Why is that funny?
It's not gay.
It's not gay. It's not you gay. Didn't say Dude Is A Gay. You didn't have anything right.
Hey, listen up, fucking alien. I said Dude Is A Gay to start out with, you fucking...
He did.
Dick homo?
He did, but you gotta take into account that Odorous has no ears.
Listen, you're not allowed to talk to me like that. You're just an insignificant speck of human shit. I'm the master of the fucking planet. You understand me?
Hey, listen, come
to me. Hey, fuck you, you little shit. Walk a mile in my shoes. You want to fucking come to me and talk shit on the radio? What kind of pathetic, miserable, ignorant life do you have that you fucking are going to address your lord and master and creator of your race? Go back to 7-Eleven and get some free chili and fuck off.
Okay, Kevin, welcome to Dude Is A Gay.
Hey, is it gay that I went to Warren?
You have to say dude! You have to say dude!
It's not that hard.
It's called really Dude Is A Gay! Say dude!
Dude!
Yes.
Dude is a gay.
Dude is a gay.
Dude is a gay that I got ejaculated on at a Guar concert.
No, it's not your fault. Yep. You're not gay. You do not have AIDS. I'm not trying to turn people gay. I am not personally gay. I'm just shooting cum on people. You know, that's what we do in outer space. But no, you're not gay.
Not gay.
Well said. Tony, welcome to Dude Is A Gay with Bolsack and Odorous.
What's up, Bolsack? What's up, Odorous?
Hey,
what's up, Tony?
Dude, is it gay if I'm fucking this girl with, and my good buddy's fucking this girl with me, and he's kind of missionary style, and I'm sitting on her chest and I'm fucking her face, and he's like on the edge of the bed falling off, so he puts his hands on my shoulder so he doesn't fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Is that gay?
Yeah.
Totally, dude.
Man, he put his hand on his shoulder so he didn't fall over. Get the fuck out of here.
Anybody out there listening?
Unbelievably gay.
If you're tag teaming a chick, no physical contact is allowed between the men. None.
What about knuckles?
Yeah, fist bumping. Fist bump, over yeah.
But not a high five. Definitely not a high five.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't like palm on palm action. Andrea, welcome to Dude Is A Gay.
Hello.
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 I just wanted to say that my son is actually going to his first GWAR show next month with my husband.
Yep.
And they are both trying to convince me to go, but I've heard,
you've heard this interview today. And
it's quite the thing, I guess, to go to. So, should I go or should I not go?
Yeah, you should go.
I think
I'm in the band and I'm telling you should go.
You should go.
I disagree. I'm in the band and I'm telling you not to go.
Yeah, what do you think?
Bolsack's telling you to fuck off.
Bolsack's telling you to fuck off.
Are you hot?
I think I'm pretty hot.
Right, then you should definitely go.
Yeah, you should go, and your husband and son should stay at home.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Bolsack, you have a cell phone?
I do not.
Hello, Tony.
Is this the same Tony?
I don't know. Hello.
Tony!
Hello?
Ryan.
Yeah, it's Ryan, Jason.
Welcome to Dude Is A Gay.
Hey, thank you. Hey, how's it going, Otis?
How's it going, Ryan?
And Bolsack, whatever your other guy's name is.
It's Bolsack. Now, come on.
If you had a clone... Is it gay to jerk your clone off?
Yes.
Fucking totally.
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you?
It's you jack yourself off at home.
It sounds like
it's another dude.
It's you.
Jacking off. If you jack your twin brother off, you're gay.
But that's not the same thing. That's not a clone.
Bullshit. If you jack off another dude, you're gay.
Hold on. I think I can qualify this a little bit more here.
Good.
What's this guy's name? Tony?
No.
Ryan.
Ryan. It depends if the clone is gay.
The clone is exactly the same as you.
Okay, yeah, then you're definitely gay.
You're gay, Ryan, because you want to jack yourself off.
Nope, not gay.
Todd.
If you fuck your clone, you're gay.
No, yes.
That is ridiculous. If you're jacking off your clone or fucking your clone, is the same thing.
He made some good points, though. He really did.
It's a hypothetical situation at all, is it?
He believes in what he says.
Flushman, welcome to Dude Is A Gay.
Dude, is it gay when having a threesome with two dudes and one chick to spit in the girl's vagina and the other dude uses that as lube?
Wait a minute. The one guy spat into the vagina to help out the other dude.
Yeah, for lube.
You're saying is it gay for another man's penis to touch another man's spit in a vagina?
Not gay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to back you on that one, Odorous. What? If he spits on your dick?
I don't think the spitting act is gay in either of those situations.
Well said, Bolsack.
What if he... Okay, well, that was my other question. If you spit on his dick and then he penetrates the vagina, is that gay?
Whoa, wait a minute. Completely gay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously, you're going to reach the target. You're going to... Because those things move. He's holding it.
In order to get the spit applied evenly all over the head of the penis, you pretty much have to kind of drip it on, and that's gay as fuck.
Yeah. Now, there's nothing wrong with it, but thanks, you're gay. Ray, welcome to Dude Is It Gay.
Yo, what's up, guys?
How good am I?
Dudes, is it gay to smoke out of a bowl that's shaped like a dick?
Good question.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister, but I'm going to go ahead. This is just my opinion. I'm going to say that if you smoke weed out of a fake dick, it's not gay.
I'm going to go as far as saying smoking anything out of any penis, whether it's fake or severed, it's still not gay.
Smoking weed is gay.
I say definitely I'm with Bolsack. Hello, Mike. Welcome to Dude Is It Gay.
Dude, is it gay if you and your buddy are a tag team of a chick? And your dick flips out, and your buddy grabs a hold of it and guides it back in. Is that gay?
Man, completely gay. Weren't you listening earlier? Now, it's gay if you're both fucking the same girl and you touch each other, even accidentally touching.
It's not accidental, Odorous, for a man to grasp another man's cock.
Yeah,
it's
not.
The cock is not an electric wire. It didn't electrocute him and make his hand grip on it.
There's still so much confusion here.
He clenched the cock.
Let's just be completely clear. No touching the other dude when you're fucking the bitch. Not even by accident.
Right.
Hey, does it make it more gay if it's your brother?
Does it matter how much more gay it is, you fucking idiot?
Dude, is it gay if you're attending a special class with Stephen Hawking and he's teaching you about, like, something, you know, that he thinks, you know, he's real smart? Anyway, you're with Stephen Hawking in a room alone, and Stephen Hawking looks at you, and he's just got this pathetic look on his face, and then you fucking look down, and you see his little tiny dick is sticking out of his pants, and he says in that horrible Stephen Hawking voice, he's crying when he says it, "Will you please masturbate me? I'll give you an A." And you do it. Is that gay?
Do you need the A for a good job?
Well, yeah, you're a student. You need the A to get a job or something.
You're a prostitute. That's Colin. Welcome to Dude Is It Gay with Gore.
Dude is a gay if I find myself so fucking amazing that I start jerking off to myself in the mirror and I come.
No, not at all. That's people's first sexual experience, usually.
Really?
Mine.
Right.
It's not like I like other men. I find myself to be...
But you're so jacking you're off gay. To yourself?
Yes.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at exactly when you're shooting the load?
Oh, that's just my general being me. I don't know a particular body.
You would rather look at yourself than a piece of female pornography. You are gay, dude.
Thank you.
Down to the bathhouse with you.
Tabash.
You're gay to eat out after you know for your friends of game and entertainment.
You're gay, totally.
What did he say?
I don't know, but it sounded gay.
There you go. Hello, somebody.
Anybody.
Jason.
Hello.
Can we shift gears?
No.
Really? You can't go to dude, am I a slut?
You're a guy. How can you be a slut?
No, I wanted to shift gears, have the girls call in.
Well, the girl, no.
It's not your show.
Oh, well, I got one.
Let's listen to his question anyway. What the fuck? Maybe he's got a good story.
He doesn't have a question.
No, I just wanted to shift gears and have the girls.
Okay.
You're done. I never got a ruling on jacking off Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah, if you jack
off. It's not possible.
He's fucking fucked up cripple. I mean, come on.
Wait, but it's still a penis.
It's impossible for him to get an erection.
Yes, no, it's not. He's still having an orgasm.
He's had two girlfriends. He left a bitch for a nurse. Do that with a flaccid dick. He can have this show if he did it.
Thanks.
Due to my slut.
Baby. There comes a time when you gotta ask yourself,
dude, am I a slut?
Yeah! That's right, ladies and gentlemen. 866-YO-FACTION is the number to call if you're a little loose in the pants. Ashley!
Yes?
Welcome to Dude Am I a Slut with Gwar.
Try harder. If I were to masturbate right now on this show, this very minute, would that make me a slut?
No! Do you want to be a slut?
No.
Are you going to masturbate?
Like you do.
No, I just wanted to talk to you guys.
You just do it. It's for Gore. Do it for Gore.
Come on. I'll do it, too.
No, you
I
will not.
It.
If you do it, I'll leave and you can have the fucking show. You really doing it?
I'm really, yeah.
fucking
show. I got my thumb in my dick.
This show
right
is
now.
Not mine hey, anymore. I'm not sitting here while this guy fucking jacks off. Get the fuck out of here.
Come on.
You're watching
your bed, sir.
I'm gay.
You guys are fucking gay.
All right, see you later.
Fuck out of here.
Jason is gone.
It's our okay. show now.
Yeah, where do you come from? Apparently, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, Gwar?
Take it over.
Apparently, you've taken over the show.
Because Jason and I got into this
bangs,
last time.
Please.
Hey, stop!
Get out of here.
Oh, how you've turned already.
You got shit loaded in my fucking backpack.
You can't have it back.
You still jacking off with shit on
You let him down. I stepped up. Now you're back. Now you're leaving. Then you're back again.
You can do whatever
okay,
you want.
Well, everybody out there in the radio land, this is Odorous Urungus with my good buddy, Ballsack. The Ballsack. Yeah.
That's all I can say. My own name. I'll say my own name. That's all I can do. Ballsack, the Jaws of Death.
Now, listen, now that we've got you here on the radio show, and it is undeniably my show, but I'm going to put you on the spot, Ballsack. Everybody out there wants to know, what is under those jaws of yours? I say it's a scrotum.
A scrotum for a face.
Yes, I believe you have a scrotum for a face and a face for a scrotum. I believe that when you get a hard-on, a dick comes out of your mouth.
No. My face is under there, but it's horribly deformed, and I don't want you to see it. I'm very vain. Sorry, I know that's boring. There's no scrotum under there. It's just a face.
I've been trying to get him to admit something that's completely untrue for years now, and he's just not having any of it.
But thanks for having me on your show, Odorous.
Oh, great, yeah. Back to the show. Well, we got any more calls there?
Let's see if we have another slit on the line. Who is this?
I have a whole new respect for what Ellis does now. Luke, what's
Hello?
Up, Odorous?
Yeah,
Luke,
I got a question. Well, first off, Jason Ellis, you're the shit, and...
Jason Ellis is gone.
Jason Ellis has abandoned you. He has
never mentioned his name on this show again.
He quit the show just 5 minutes ago.
No, Odorous, you're kind of a dickhead.
I know.
Kind of.
I am a complete dickhead. What are you talking about? I'm complete... fucking bellicose asshole, but at least,
right,
oh god,
up,
here
man.
It comes. Look, I'm doing
awesome.
The best I can, all right? Jason, I wish you'd come back, really. I don't think I'm cut out for this, really, at all. I don't think I can do this. People have to see the gimmick that I am in order to work. If it's just a voice, they don't get it. They don't see my giant throbbing penis. They don't see my fucking balls. They don't see my slit with worms crawling out of it. They don't see my face. You know, they just hear this big, loud asshole.
I see all that, and I still don't get it.
And you still hate me, I know. But I'm...
All right, Chris is on the line to talk to you.
Chris, help me out here. Show's
Yo,
not going very good.
Hey, Odorous, how's it going, man?
I'm not going. I'm shooting up. I think I'm going to bail in a minute and just give the show to Ballsack. In fact,
dude,
I'm doing that right now. I am out. You can take the show and shove it up your fucking ass. I tried everything I could to make you people happy, and you spat on me, you raped my children, and you didn't do shit. You fucked up. Ballsack, this is your show now. I am out. Farewell. Catch me on Red Eye where you can see me. You ungrateful fucks. Go watch an Angelina Jolie movie.
And Odorous Urungus of Gwar is also
in
the building.
Radio, radio, stupid. There's no pictures in radio.
Well, Ballsack.
I thought he would never leave.
Guess what? We have 9 minutes left in the Jason Ellis Show. Jason
really,
Ellis gave it to Odorous.
Lot of time.
Odorous has decided to leave the building. Now it's just you.
I never wanted a show. You never wanted a show, and here we are.
Here we are. I guess there's nothing left to do but take final calls. So, Steven, what do you have for us?
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going? You're here
it's
with Ballsack.
It's all falling apart. It's all falling
what
apart.
What up, Ballsack? I heard Odorous left.
He did. He's breaking more things out in the lobby. Oh, no, the receptionist. Oh, it's not.
As long as he doesn't break his dick out, he's all right.
Oh, that happened a while ago. That's why Jason left.
Yeah.
He wouldn't stop masturbating in the studio.
All right. Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
What's up? You're on a Ballsack from Gwar on the Jason Ellis Show, minus Jason Ellis and Odorous Yogurus. They've both taken off.
Everyone's quitting.
Goddamn shit, the first time I ever make it onto the fucking show.
And no one's on here. We got an empty studio.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Hello? Is Jason
Turn your radio down, prick.
Have you ever come to the show before?
Sorry, I said I was sorry.
Okay, it's alright.
Is Jason there?
Jason is not
Jason's
here.
Gone.
Jason quit. He's been driven off by Odorous Urungus. And what was your name again?
You're saying Jason's not there?
Jason is not here.
Okay, well, can I talk to Odorous then?
Odorous is not
Odorous
here.
Odorous is also not here. He's also gone.
Oh. Well, who is there?
This is Ballsack, the Jaws of Death.
And also Rotto.
Oh, no, he sucks. Who else is there?
We've got the cleaning lady.
Beatrice. Okay, well, here's my question. Dude, is it gay if you're Ballsack? Dude, is it gay if, like, Odorous quits and Jason quits and you have to do the show by yourself and you suck at it?
What are you saying? You saying I'm not good at this? That I shouldn't be a radio personality?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I think Jason needs to get back on the show immediately because, quite frankly, ever since Odorous, the fat prick that he is, and that guy sucks.
Hey, he's a friend of mine, and I will not have you talk that way about him.
Look, you just dress up in stupid costumes. Your music sucks. Everybody knows that Lordy would blow you off the stage any day.
Hey, Lordy can blow me off the stage right now, motherfucker. They suck. You know, your voice sounds very familiar.
I like Hard Rock Hallelujah. That's a catchy song.
Ever since Odorous left the show has gone downhill. Completely. You don't deserve to be there. Get Odorous back on the show.
You know what?
I was just saying he sucks.
We need to get this caller his own show because this guy has got a voice for radio. What was your name again?
My name is...
Why don't you come down to the studio right now, Mr. Agni, and say that to my face, you jerk.
All right, fine. You can't... Okay, I'm coming over there right now.
Yeah, come on over here.
If you dare to show your face in the studio.
Have you got my name? You got my name?
Yeah,
you got to tell everyone my name.
Yeah.
Have you got my name?
What is your name?
We'll put a call into the lobby for
Alright.
I'm coming over there. I'm coming over. I'm coming.
Apparently, he's coming right down to the studio while we're waiting for him. We only got time for a few more calls, so let's talk to Travis. Hey, Travis, you're on.
I'm here! I'm here! It's me!
What the fuck is Ellis, man?
He quit.
Jason couldn't take Odorous Urugus masturbating in the studio, so he left.
I don't blame him. God damn it.
Hello, Dodgy. You're on with Ballsack from Guar and some other dude who bum rushed the studio.
Hey, what's up, Ballsack?
Hey, what's up, Dodgy?
I'd like to say congratulations on 25 years.
Thank
you. That's right. It's Guar's 25th anniversary.
It is Guar's 25th anniversary. 25 years as a rock band.
You know, when you think about Guar, and then you think about the Misfits, and then you think about something that's great, and then something that's become really shitty. I mean, the Misfits were awesome, but look at the sad, pathetic relic that they are now, where Guar has kicked ass for 25 years.
Still relevant, man. And I'd like to know, Ballsack, what the fuck does Odorous' breath stink like?
Oh, my God. I'm glad you asked that question because I've had problems with that for the past 25 years. I keep asking him to please brush his teeth and he won't.
There's a reason why he's called Odorous, and it's because of his stinking breath.
And does the cuttlefish ever talk to you personally?
No, it's a fish.
Okay.
Fish can... Well, no, they don't talk.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks a lot for your call, Dodgy.
Thanks a lot, Sketchy.
All right, guys, you have 20 seconds to wrap up the show.
Fish do not talk, but they do write. And this is something people don't know. They grasp the pens in their fins, and then they kind of flop around all over the sea bank.
Jason will not be back.
He's gone.
All right, show is over.